Texte numéro 81. The election was a referendum on globalization and demographics, not neoliberalism. Had it not been for the Electoral College, at this moment we would be discussing the plans for the incoming Hillary Clinton administration. That's right. She actually won the popular vote. Thus, once again, that institution created by the founding slave owners has risen from the grave and prevented our exit from the cemetery. I'm not trying to make lemonade out of lemons, but I do think that it's important to recognise that the Trump victory was far from a slam dunk. The election was very close. One might not get that impression, however, when one looks at news headlines as well as Electoral College maps. It is critical to appreciate that Trump's appeal to whites was around their fear of the multiple implications of globalisation. This included trade agreements and migration. Trump focused on the symptoms inherent in neoliberal globalisation, such as job loss. But his was not a critique of neoliberalism. He continues to advance deregulation, tax cuts, anti-unionism, etc. He was making no systemic critique at all, but the examples that he pointed to from wreckage resulting from economic and social dislocation resonated for many whites who felt, for various reasons, that their world was collapsing. It was the connection between globalisation and migration that struck a chord, just as it did in Britain with the Brexit vote. In both cases, there was tremendous fear of the changing complexion of both societies brought on by migration and economic dislocation, or the threat of economic dislocation. Protectionism plus firm borders were presented as answers in a world that has altered dramatically with the reconfiguration of global capitalism. Too few commentators are addressing the fact that the alliance that Trump built was one that not only permitted but encouraged racism and misogyny. Trump voters were prepared to buy into various unsupported allegations against Clinton that would never have stuck had she not been a woman. Additionally, Trump's own baggage, for example, married and divorced multiple times, allegations of sexual assault, would never have been tolerated had the candidate been a woman, or, for that matter, of colour. Trump was given a pass that would only be given to a white man in US society. Also, for all of the talk about economic fear, there is this recurring fact. The mean income of the Trump base is higher than the national average and was higher than the mean for Clinton supporters and Sanders supporters. Thus, we are not dealing with the poorest of the poor. Instead, this was a movement driven by those who are actually doing fairly well but are despairing because the American dream that they embraced no longer seems to work for white people. Adapted from In These Times, November 2016.